Go Loud. Before we get started with this episode of How My Drink, we have some very exciting news.
We are bringing How My Drink to the stage once again.
Join us in Vicar Street on the 5th and 6th of November and Limerick on the 23rd of November for some fun, plenty of drama, great guests, and of course, where we'd be without a dilemma.
There might even be a song or two from yours truly.
Tickets go on sale this Thursday at 10 a.m. on Ticketmaster and the UCH box office. See you there, birds.
See you there. Woohoo!
Can't unleash the crazy until a few months.
Yeah. Until your girlfriend, then you can unleash the crazy.
Things we do for love, girl.
Like, mad.
The things we do.
Like, Google how to flirt.
Wink. I see micro cheating as, like, anything that's not...
anything you wouldn't show your partner or do in front of your partner.
Yeah. Welcome to Home with Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is a group chat between your best friends. Girls brought them a night out where you spill all the gossip on relationships, dilemmas, and life. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. And if you're new here,
hello.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'd love to know how people find us. Like, did you just stumble upon pod? Did you see us on the TikTok?
Where did you find us? Let us know.
Yeah.
I'd like to know.
I know. I think someone messaged before saying that they had just found us in the chart or something, just looking for a new podcast or something.
That's bloody lovely.
Thanks
for that.
How We Drink, if you don't know, is out for you every Wednesday at 12, and we have bonus episodes every Monday at 12 also. And then on Thursdays, if you're not sick of us yet, we have full video episodes at 12 on YouTube, so you can watch us if you're not an audio guy or gal.
I'd like to know, like, how many people prefer to listen or watch.
I know. I'm a listener. I have no time to watch anything.
But even if I'm, like, actually listening to something, I like to play it on my phone, do you know what I mean? Like, I like to sometimes glance at it.
Yeah, just to see what someone's face is. Like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Are you watching that and Good at the Round on telly?
Watch that Monsters thing, the Menendez case.
Oh, I haven't watched that. I found
it hard to get in and out of.
Really?
Yeah, my sister watched it all.
They're not happy with how it was made.
They've never seen it, apparently. So how can they say...
Oh.
No, this is all speculation, no one sue me. Yeah, apparently they've never seen it. They don't have Netflix in prison.
Yeah, but they probably do, to be honest. Someone said they made a statement, though. Saying it was portrayed badly or something. Unless someone described to them, I don't know.
Mm. One of them went in to meet who he plays. What? Kim Kardashian brought him in. Because you know the way she does all that stuff.
Oh, I think I've seen that on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realise that's who he was. But
the whole thing is just mental, sick, though.
Yeah.
And apparently they might be out in November. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like a... don't know the word for it.
I didn't even realise they were even still in prison.
He has a daughter. One of them has a daughter.
Mm. Oh.
He got conjugal visits.
Oh.
He had sexy visits.
Oh my God, can he do that?
Yeah, he got married in prison and had conjugal visits, and he has a baby and a wife and all now. Yeah.
Conjugal means sex visits.
I think, yeah, is it? Does it? I don't know. Could have made that up.
Oh my God.
Conjugalical. I don't know. Whatever the word is anyway, yeah, they have sexy time.
I thought that was like something that, well, you're in prison, you can't, what do you think you can do, shag? Like,
right, they've all phones and all now at this stage. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Well, some of them don't sound half bad.
Do you know what I mean?
Sometimes I've heard people go to prison and, like, being let out on weekends. Like, this isn't school.
Yeah.
You've committed a crime.
There's prisons like that you've, like, it's like weekends off. And then you go back in during the week.
Yeah.
It's mad. I don't understand the whole thing. But watch that Monsters thing. Did I watch that, Nels?
I'm watching Tell Me Lies.
What is that?
On Disney. It's really good. It's, like, about college. I don't really know what it's about. Yeah, I haven't really... I'm at episode 4. But... someone dies at the start. I don't know. It's not really murder mystery, but like apparently more comes out and stuff.
Mm.
But it's really good. There's this really one toxic guy though. And he's so toxic.
Aww.
Oh my God. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
He literally went from one person's dorm to the next and just was going around. Yeah.
Shagging.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus. Yeah,
but it's meant to be like a really... it's like when you're watching it, I find it hard to watch things that feel too fake. But like... it kind of feels like real life, the way they speak and all.
Okay.
It just doesn't feel like, I don't know, when you're watching it, it doesn't feel like acting. No.
Okay.
Really good actors, yeah.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
I'm just
on Disney Plus. It's very
true crime to bits. Every night. Crime, crime, crime.
I was talking to someone the other day and they said that they're like, I listen to crime, going to bed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So invested in it. Like, watched a really good thing on Netflix, actually, about this prison officer, woman, who got with an inmate and, like, broke him out of the jail and all. Yeah. Really invested in that.
The things we do for love, girl.
Like, mad.
The things we do. Breaking fellas out of jail.
Seriously.
Someone helped him in prison break, the nurse.
Did she?
She helped me.
He had a tattoo all over his body. I liked that. Oh, I also put on Harry Potter the other night. Oh, yeah. It's Harry Potter season.
I love.
I've started Dan calling.
Never watched it.
What?
And he's watched every single other thing under the sun.
Oh my God,
I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't like it. Yeah, of course you would like it.
No, I had to buy it on Prime.
What's not on Prime?
The later ones I think you can watch, but I had from the very first one, I had to like rent it for €4.
Is it real grainy looking back?
No.
It's still good.
Yeah, they're just so young in it. I was like,
oh my God, I need to.
Graham's like, how do you know the words? Like when something would be coming up to say it, I'd say it and he'd be like, why do you know what's coming up next?
What's the one on TikTok? You have to keep drinking.
Yeah. I love it. Harry Potter season.
When I move the dragon.
Yeah. Your turn.
Your turn to check the king. Yeah.
I love it. It's well and truly Harry Potter season.
Yeah, it is time.
I love it.
I feel cozy. I have stuff all up. I was laughing on the car and I put a picture of all the stains I got my jumper.
Mm-hmm.
And people were probably like, that's called spilling, not soiling.
Yeah, spilling.
Yeah.
Charlene learns something new every week.
In the bonus episode, I thought that soiled meant you've got like a stain yourself. But in fact, it's pooing your pants.
It's releasing one's bowels.
Releasing your excrements, is that word?
Yeah, I can't believe you never knew
it. I know.
To soil yourself.
I know. I was Moo Deng this morning.
I saw.
Do you know Moo Deng, the little hippo? Yeah,
don't get it, like.
Polygamous hippo. No.
Polygamous?
Polygamy hippo. Pygmy.
Polygamy, I think is where you marry loads of people, isn't it?
Pygmy.
Yeah.
Pygmy hippo. I think they're endangered. It's tiny, but he's gone so viral. He has too many followers on TikTok. Because he's just so glossy and has really pink cheeks. So Aideen was on Ireland AM and I was modelling for her and she made me get really pink cheeks. So I was up doing that.
Glowy
and there
girl.
Was just a picture. I had my hair slicked back like I do now. And just a picture behind me on the screen of a hippo. And I actually looked like him. Someone, where's my phone? Someone sent me the picture and being like, oh, I loved watching you on TV.
What?
It looks like I hope I'd never look like this in my life. This is the worst picture I've probably ever seen of myself. The hell?
I
look melting.
You don't look like you're melting.
Why is my nose? My nose isn't that shape. My eyes aren't that shape. You can't see. I have no eyeballs.
You look like you've an evil smile.
I'm like this.
Yeah. That's it. No, you're so beautiful.
That's the worst. That looks like if I got stung by 10 wasps.
No.
Can you see that? Can you zoom in? How bad that is?
It's not, Charlene.
Where's my eyes? I'd like to know where the hell.
I'd say it was just whatever way she took it in that moment. Do you know what I mean? Like you weren't just sitting like that. It just happened like that.
I reckon she, yeah. Done a bit of editing design.
Put a face up on that.
Yeah, anyway, that ruined my day.
No.
But then I was on the way in and my taxi man was just so nice. And I was like, what's your favorite song? And he was showing me, he like loves Afro Beats.
Oh,
and we were playing each other our favourite songs. I was playing them Taylor Swift.
Aww.
And he was so cute.
Oh, I love.
He was just a really good vibes person. Like,
that's what you need.
Yeah. On Tuesday afternoon.
Tuesdays are worse than Mondays.
Yeah. I do love my Mondays. Because we used to record a podcast on a Monday. Didn't we? Originally.
Yes, we changed.
I love having Monday just to like...
set the week off.
It's like a Sunday.
Yeah. It's an extended Sunday.
Yeah. Just set my... Oh, I got my room tidied.
I saw. She sent me a video of it last night and I couldn't believe it.
Guys. I really struggle to keep my space clean. I think I've said this before. Like, it's not even due to the fact that we obviously would get like PR and like there's things to keep on top of that way.
We just own a lot of shit.
Yeah, but no, but I've always been like that no matter what.
Do you think that's your ADHD?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that part of it? Like,
yeah, that I just can't organize. And like, when I was younger, my mom said, like, I'd pull out my Barbies and I'd be like, doo doo, and I'd be like, bored, and get the next Holly Pockets, doo doo.
Boring.
Bored. And Brad, like, and she said there'd be like seven sets of like different type of toys all around. I'd just be sitting there, bored and asleep. And she'd be like, they had to like bribe me to clean my room.
Do you recognize that now, though?
Yeah.
You in hotel rooms is chaotic, though.
Oh.
See, when we were in London and I came downstairs to your curler, I walked in and I was like, the fuck happened in here?
You will give me any space, give me any amount of stuff, I will make the quickest mess that you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. No problem. It's literally like I said,
just throwing things.
Yeah. And then because I'm in a rush a lot of the time, then I don't put stuff back and then it just piles. But the girls from Assorted Affair came out and they like, that's their specialty. Like they will sort, organise. They love that. Whereas that's my idea of hell. We gutted my wardrobe. I'd already done a clear out a few weeks ago. And they gutted it out and then went through it again. I was like, oh, they're probably not going to be much that I'm giving away because I went through the other day and we got rid of three bags of stuff. And
so if you were just saying, I might wear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, realistically, like, and I'd be like, oh, but I might wear it. And I'm going to Nashville in a couple weeks. I'm like, I'm there for 2 days.
Yeah.
I probably have something else I'm going to wear over this denim jean shirt that I've had for years that I've never worn.
My dad says, if in doubt, firk it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to regret. No. Like, I can't remember what I gave away, which is a good sign.
Yeah, if there was something pinging on your mind, like,
I'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But they basically labelled everything for me, organised all my drawers, Dano's drawers, everything's color coded.
The first thing I was going to say to you when you sent me that video was, where the heck is all Dano's clothes?
Dano's in there.
Is Dano in there as well?
Yeah. He doesn't have like as much as me. He has half a rail for hanging and then a lot of folding space because his stuff is mostly folded. But yeah. Like, I just want to keep it like that forever and ever. Can't and they're going to come back and do my beauty drawer.
Yeah.
I just really want to be like, I want to have one drawer of makeup.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love makeup. I love playing with it. And but like, I know now what I use. And I feel like having that much makeup is making me not productive because I'm like, I don't want to sit there.
No, yeah, yeah.
And if I don't want to sit there, what's the fucking point of having that makeup? Like, it's a waste. Go out to someone who is makeup artist or like whatever else, that even stuff I've used once. Yeah. You can't give them away, charity and stuff. But like, it would just have a better home than me. Mm. It's just gathering mold and dust, most of it.
Aww.
I want to get rid of that Alex drawer. I just want my desk. I want to put it on my desk and just have one row, single row makeup.
I think that sometimes I have three Alex drawers in the makeup room and I'm like, there's no need to have three.
And like, how often full do you go into them? I barely touch mine. I don't know what's in them.
Yeah.
But I was looking through my drawers the other day as well and I found your Be Perfect palette, Aideen's palette and Kaylee's palette. I was like, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Like, I have palettes for my friends. And like, so I feel like this influence will all get so much hate, but like, isn't it so nice that women
to look back on
and women get to do such cool fun things.
Yeah.
And then women dominate an industry, like, to create something. Like, I just think that's well done. I just thought I was like, oh, like, this is my friend's palette, like, I'm gonna keep them forever. They're never going to
come in. I have my lip kits framed.
Oh,
I remember when I did my first collaboration with Be Perfect, Brendan put the three of them in
like a big 3D box, like.
Yeah, so it's the actual things, but it's in like a thick frame. So it's the three kits and there's a little message underneath it and it's in a big huge silver frame.
That's so nice. You have it forever.
Yeah. I think I still have, like, I'll always keep a set of something. I have a fresh set of your cash collection.
Aww.
I have your disc and all.
Aww.
I'm like, I don't want to use
I
that.
Know.
Just keep that there. Like.
And imagine we'll show the kids.
Yeah. Just to keep something. I like doing that. I think
I feel like my kids are like, that's weird.
No. But imagine how different.
No, I'll definitely get a kid who doesn't like makeup.
Imagine how different the industry would be then, like, for our kids.
I know.
Crazy.
I wonder what will change.
I told Graham the name of our first daughter actually the other day.
Aww.
He's buzzing.
Really likes it.
I wasn't that pregnant, but he's actually like, you know what? I actually like it. I was like, yes!
Do you want kids?
Woo-hoo!
So you see yourself with kids now?
Ah, yeah.
You think, really?
Well, I always did, but you know me, like,
you couldn't picture it in your head.
I just can't. And everybody says, I can't picture myself pregnant. It's weird. Like, I just can't. Someone actually texted me the other day on Instagram. This is what you do not do to a woman. Someone texted me, was like, hi. No.
Oh, no.
It's probably, God, like, not God lover, but like, okay, she didn't mean it, like, in that way, but she was like, hi, I'm just wondering if you're expecting soon. And the first thing that came into my head was, what? Because I've gained so much weight. But she was like, just wondering if you're expecting soon because you stopped doing the sunbeds and you took all your hair extensions out or something.
Oh, what would extensions have to do with it though?
I don't know. I was just like, no.
But maybe it's like your body, like, making you make them decisions.
Oh,
like, I'm preparing it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, the weight I've gained, I'm definitely in childbearing mode.
No, but like you decide not to do some meds, I mean, like, and maybe it's like your body being like like an intuition being like, you'll have to stop them one day when you have kids. Do you know what I mean? But the extensions, I don't get.
Yeah, I don't know.
Surely you can still get them.
I was just like, okay.
Oh, sorry.
But any other gossip me?
No, that's it. No. I think. Got a Spice Bag there and it's lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah, new tops in Refarnham Village.
Nice.
Delicious.
I can't believe you don't like red rice.
Yeah, no offense. Sorry, red rice. I don't like your Spice Bag. No. I can see why people, they're nice. They're not nice, but they're too spicy for me.
Okay.
And the chicken's too flat for me.
Right.
And I like a bit sweet in my Spice Bag.
Do you?
Yeah, I like it to be like
sugary kind of, like.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I used to work in a Thai place and they used to make Spice Bags and I had one every day I was in work. It was delicious.
Heaven.
Heaven. But James Charles having a Spice Bag as well.
That is it. I'm drinking a pint of Guinness.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I was lying in bed at 11 o'clock last night.
He made it look
watching
delicious.
James Charles eat Spice Bag. I was like, that looks. And it was Zion Thai in town.
We love that place.
Oh my God. And I've never had it fresh from there. When you grab it,
like
delivered
it outside.
Yeah. And the chicken looks so crispy. I need the chicken to be extra crispy when I get it.
Do you?
Yeah. I always get an extra crispy Spice Bag.
Have you ever had honey sauce out with the Chinese?
Yeah.
Guys, I'm still sick, so I still sound
it's like honey, isn't it? Like just.
It's literally just honey.
Oh.
But mix that with your curry sauce, bang and share.
See, maybe that's my sweet that I need with red rice.
Like, literally mix it into your curry sauce. So good.
But do you not think the red rice is a bit flat, the chicken?
See, I just have terrible Chinese where I live.
You have good ones.
No, I don't.
You have lambs and all.
That doesn't deliver to me.
Oh.
Yeah. There's no.
No, it's not that far from you though. Like,
sorry to say, guys, there's no good Chinese in Lucan.
I didn't have any either, so I wasn't eating them, and now I found this nice one. I'm like, fuck.
There's like one decent one, but yeah, like, it's not like the ones you get in like Ballyfermot or Crumlin or like
High One and things.
Like Clondalkin, and like they have great Chinese. I don't really have a mate. Like, I'd never ever hype up a Chinese near me.
Really?
No, I'd rather go drive somewhere and collect one.
Yeah.
And bring it home.
Yeah.
It'd be a bit nicer.
Oh, so fresh. Like, yeah, new Top Tops, you have to try.
Need to try that.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
And even when you walk, we actually collected, when you walk in, it just smells so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, I don't know why we do this of a Tuesday morning.
Why aren't I open? Yeah, it's really good. I do love a Chinese.
Mm.
If I was to pick a takeaway, it'd be that. Or a Domino's.
Yeah. And you know what I love about Domino's? How quick the delivery is.
Always
I love tracking
quick.
It on the little thing.
Yeah, and you can also, a lot of the time, guarantee how it's going to taste because it's just Domino's. Like,
yeah, you know, yeah.
Whereas, do you ever get like some Chinese hit or miss?
Mm.
You don't really want food, it's going to be hit or miss.
Domino's, you know.
Yeah.
You can rely on it.
Or sushi as well. I love sushi and delivered.
I have to collect them. Well, I can get it delivered, but it takes about an hour and a half.
An hour and a half? From town?
No, from up behind me.
An hour and a half.
Very long. Not good.
Yeah, I love getting food delivered. It's happiness, isn't it?
What?
Getting food at your door.
Oh, I'm 29 years of age and I still have to hide the delivery man from my mum.
Why? In case she...
Oh, she'd be shouting at me all the time. I still have to hide if I get a takeaway, like, and I bait up the stairs with it.
Really?
Yeah, she'd be like, oh, don't be eating in that bedroom. Like, I'm not, mum. Just
crumpling the bag of it.
Yeah. Speaking of food.
Crumble cookie?
The whole crumble cookie thing.
What the hell?
What the heck?
So
that's a lawsuit.
Yeah, do you reckon?
Definitely. You can't just do that. That's definitely a lawsuit. But I saw someone...
It's not business though. Like, I'm thinking of like...
No, I saw someone kind of debunking it this morning, and crumble cookie couldn't get the license for the word crumble cookie in Australia.
Oh. Mm.
They flew to America, bought a lot of crumble cookies, brought them back and sold them for 18 quid a cookie.
And someone counted, like, they made their money back obviously, but like they obviously wanted their holiday funded for.
Like, yeah, because they did. Apparently, they put out some statement saying that they had to take into account the price of flights. No one asked you to go to America and do that. What? I think that's so weird.
Oh, so
how can you do that? Like, that'd be like us going to fucking... We don't have Greggs here, so flying over to Greggs.
And selling
there's one up in Belfast.
Selling it as Greggs.
Yeah, selling it as Greggs. Flying over to the UK, buying loads of sausage rolls. And I'd have to meet before we came.
Selling stale ones.
Yeah. Putting up a sign saying Greg sold here, and it's just me and you behind a little table in town selling sassy rolls.
I wonder, is it, so anyone hasn't heard of it, so Crumble Cookie is this huge cookie company in America,
mm-hmm.
and they look unreal.
Yeah, look banging.
Do you ever see like
the way they break?
It's the way their teeth just sink in.
They're soft.
And have you seen the one, and she likes the one that you scoop? I don't know if it's a cookie still, but she eats it like with a spoon.
Oh no.
Some of them are in like a tin. And people in Australia flew over, bought loads of crumble cookies, 2,000 of them to be exact, I think, and sold them then at a crumble event, crumbling bunny ears. Like,
just made their own pop-up.
Yeah. But yeah, because you can't use someone else's name.
No.
If they had just went and sold them as a cookie event, I'm sure that's fine.
But like, make is it cookies. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I would have went if that was in Dublin though.
A crumble cookie one?
I just wanted to crumble so bad.
Just the way
they sold out as well. Like,
did they?
I think so. But then obviously people were complaining that they were stale because they've...
Well, obviously. How did they get them through the airport? Suitcases full of cookies, like? I think it's the maddest thing ever.
Yeah, actually. I'm just scanning through that suitcase on the scanner and being like...
Do you have to declare them coming into Australia, like?
Actually, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Australia not really strict.
I don't get how they did it. I want to know the ins and outs.
I do think you're allowed to bring... Actually, you're allowed... Remember we were power because you're not allowed to bring soil from other countries in. And our shoes were dirty and we were like, what if I... Off we go.
Oh no.
For having a bit of soil in our shoes.
There's a muck on the
shoes.
They're
so strict. Like,
yeah, it's a bit scary.
And I don't know how they got the crumble cookies in, but
it's mental.
They're so funny.
Closest we're getting to that in Dublin is the Drunken Cookie.
Yeah.
She makes banging.
Oh,
cookies.
Yeah, they're unreal.
Yeah, yeah.
I love cookies.
They're good.
I love the Lidl cookies as well.
Oh, love an M&S cookie.
M&S.
Can't go to M&S without that.
Yeah.
And buy that dough, apparently.
Yeah, and make it yourself.
We were fresh on.
Kira made the other day, we done a painting. We were trying to be stay up a sober weekend last weekend and actually worked. But basically what happened was we done painting, so we all picked a picture and like painted ourselves, and then we made a cookie dough chocolate and marshmallow thing and got digestive biscuits and melted it all and dipped it in. But then I had too many. So then while we were painting, we were eating that plus Maltesers plus Minstrels plus other sweets. And then I got sick because it was too much sweet. Then we got Spice Bag and then I got sick. Then later on after that again, for hours, I was getting sick.
Oh, girl.
But it was like a kid's party. Like, we were just all, like, sick. Do you know when you need to get overwhelmed?
Yeah.
Too much. Like, and then it got to, like, 8 o'clock and we were all sitting there, like, sorry. I want to go home. Yeah. It was like, I got the sugar.
Mom, can you come collect me?
We were all just, like, zoned out and we were like, what the fuck? And the last weekend, we went to Go Quest and done the challenge rooms.
Was it good? Was it yeah, the it one was I good. Was talking about? Like, some of them are actually hard. Is there, like, one with a load of strings in it that you have to, like, climb through?
No, it's not really like that. It's more mental, a lot of them are.
Oh.
That I think you're thinking of.
I had to climb through one. It's out near Charlestown.
No, this is Carrickmines.
Oh, okay.
But I think there's one like that where there's like activities.
Yeah.
But we done that and then it was only a sober weekend and then we end up in the pub. I didn't have any drinks, but
did you not?
Everyone else did. So it was mission failed by everyone.
That's fine.
I just couldn't be arsed being hungover right now.
I know.
I will be this weekend, but.
Yeah. It's toll.
It me. It just. It cuts out 1 or 2 days of my week and I just have not got the time for that right now.
I just get, my mental, it's not even if I'm like not productive.
Really?
Mentally destroys me.
Really?
Like, yeah, not good.
For days?
Yeah. Thinking everyone hates me, you know. Overthink everything.
No. Yeah. No. It depends on what kind of night it is. Like, if you had a fun night, I feel like then I'm like, oh, that was worth
how I feel.
Hangover. Yeah, but when it's not, it's like, I'm going to do all the prevention methods, like have my door light before I go to bed.
Yep.
As long as I'm not dehydrated, before you drink, actually grand. Yeah.
Before you drink, whack a load of door lights into.
Yeah.
Perfect. I've drank them on nights out. Remember we were in Farrie and Draper one night and I was pouring them in the drink. Definitely looks like I'm up to some crazy narcotic stuff. It's literally door light.
Literally door light.
Yeah.
It's literally hydration.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good actually. I just don't want to have it.
No, it's not worth it.
Don't want to deal with it. Mm-mm. So in the news this week, also, male friendship recession. Percentage of men who have had at least 6 close friends is just 27%, fallen by half since 1990 from 55%.
So what? Boys have no mates?
Yeah.
Oh.
The percentage of men who have at least 6 close friends.
Do you think that's just because they don't like talk so openly at all? Like, I just think they're kind of like meh. Like,
I don't even think, I don't know.
Like, I'm trying to think.
They don't keep in contact as much, maybe, as in with messages.
Yeah, it's not very unlikely, but it's more likely to see a girl with a group of friends than it is a boy with a consistent group of friends.
Yeah, you know I mean? True.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Or a lot of times, like, they had a group when they're younger and they kind of all split off, but don't really keep in touch. Mm. You don't see, like, I always hear one, like, the girls being like, I'm meeting up with so-and-so from college or I'm going to see so-and-so from, like, my old job. But, like, men don't really do that.
Yeah.
Like, once they're done something, they're done.
Is it like they're scarlet to meet up with each other or something? Or
yeah, they just don't. Whereas we just would go for a coffee or, like, organise something with someone we haven't seen in ages. I feel like they're not like that.
They don't do it?
Yeah, not as much. Like, that's mad to fall that by much. Nearly half in 34 years. Like, that's, is this going to keep going down? Like, maybe it's phones.
Are they going to all just be Billy No Mates? Like,
yeah.
Oh, no.
I know.
Wouldn't want to see that now. That's not very nice.
No, definitely. And maybe that's a reason as well why men can't speak of mental health because they have less people to speak about too.
To talk to.
Yeah. Mm. And the same study from the Survey Centre of American Life found that the percentage of men without any close friends jumped from 3% to 15%.
That's a jump. Without any close friends?
That's crazy.
Do you think like when men get in relationships and stuff then they're just kind of like, oh.
No.
Like what is it that makes that? Is it as they get older that like, I always think of it as when you're younger it's so much easier just to make friends and just have a big group of friends.
Yeah.
And like you're all on, I feel like when you're younger, you're all on the same kind of path.
Yeah.
But then as soon as you hit a certain age, people start moving off. People start different jobs. Like, things change a lot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's very sad. God love them.
Sad. I can't think of men in my life that don't have, like, a group kind of friends. I feel like exes. I'm thinking, or Dano, like, they've all had their
friends.
Yeah.
So they're not involved in this statistic.
Yeah. We have some very exciting news.
We are bringing Hold My Drink to the stage once again.
Join us in Vicar Street on the 5th and 6th of November. We are also coming to Limerick.
We're going home, like.
Coming home. On
I think
the
we played that actually, did we? In Limerick.
Yeah, I have a vague memory of it.
That song?
Yeah.
We wore Limerick jerseys anyway.
We did.
I'll be back again with my jersey on.
We did. We'll be in Limerick, the University Concert Hall, on the 23rd of November. So, very excited. So getting closer to Christmas.
Yeah.
Glitz and glam, live show, guests, drama.
Going to be a ball.
Yeah. It's going to be really, really fun. No soberness out of us.
Oh, there. No. They'll be hectic, won't they?
They'll be, yeah, chaos.
Love.
So keep an eye on the Home I Drink Instagram page, which is Home I Drink Pod. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Ticketmaster and the UCH box office. See you there, birds.
See you there. Woohoo!
So this week's episode, we want to talk about micro-cheating. So micro-cheating, the definition, is trivial, inappropriate behaviours outside of your relationship that breach a couple's trust and boundaries, but are not outright cheating since there's no sex involved. Do you consider cheating if there's no sex?
Yes.
I think there's definitely a scale of...
Yeah.
And sex is just probably the most, like...
The furthest on the scale.
Yeah. So me and Dana were doing a TikTok trend. It was like, you know when you rate things in order of 10? And it was like... It was different signs of touch, and it was like rank them in order of how mad you'd be if I'd done this with someone else.
Okay.
And I can't remember what it said. I think he put, there was one where someone was washing the girl in the bath, aka someone washing me in the bath. He put handshaking, hand holding lower down, but he thought it was handshake.
Okay.
And he was like, fuck, I would have put that number one. I was like, you put a hand holding over someone washing me
you.
Naked in the bath.
Whoa.
So funny. But yeah, I definitely think. That it is.
Do you think it's... I was thinking of this in the car on the way in. Do you think, like, it's just that as you get older, you put up with less? Or you learn more about, like, what you accept. Yeah, what you accept. Do you think that's it? Like, because there are people who... I definitely know relationships and stuff where, like, micro-treating, in a sense, wouldn't bother some girls. Like the likes of liking someone's picture on Instagram.
Yeah.
That wouldn't bother some people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. I think... I see micro-cheating as like anything that's not...
Anything you wouldn't show your partner or do in front of your partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything you wouldn't want... Like, because I'd say like... I wouldn't see micro-cheating as anything that's like physically... I feel like that is just plain cheating.
Yeah.
Micro-cheating to me is like little things like... Okay, here's some examples. We'll go through them afterwards and see if we consider like micro-cheating. But secretly messaging someone, for example, creating a dating profile, giving your number to a stranger... Stalking your crush online. We'll go through them if we think they're micro-cheating in a sec. But like little things like that, that you think is little, but then you're like, they wouldn't be doing them if they knew that they could see.
They think it's small kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's mad. Like some people wouldn't.
Bat an eyelid.
No, yeah. Which I think is.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is about your, I think in any relationship, it's about your boundaries and your partner respecting that.
Yeah.
Because some people might be like, I don't give, like, who were we talking to? I can't remember who it was. Never got if my boyfriend likes a picture, like, it doesn't bother me. But, like, to someone that is, like, breakup material, fight material. Like, there is definitely a boundary, but I think...
Is it just figuring out what your boundary is?
Like, yeah, and I think that should be, like, an unsaid rule nearly as well, of, like... Mm. Or maybe it takes it happening, like, he likes a picture and you say, I don't like that, and he goes, oh my God, sorry, like, my... Like, if he genuinely, because some people obviously take this, but like, if he's like, oh, my ex didn't mind that, like, sorry, that's your boundary, like, I won't do it again. Like, that kind of thing. But like, that's just about learning your boundaries as you go on in the relationship and knowing what you do and don't accept. Like,
yeah.
And think as well, would you like if that was done on you? But also, then other people have different boundaries to each other.
See?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's hard. I feel like micro cheating, I haven't witnessed in a relationship. Probably like, is it cheating if you're only seeing them? As in, like, if you're.
Not in a relo.
Yeah. It's not really, can't really.
My mom never understands that. She's like, what do you mean you're just meeting someone or seeing someone? Are you with them or you're not?
Yeah.
I'm like, I fucking wish it was that easy. Yeah.
I know.
Because sometimes there is that like, and I've definitely been in situations of that being like, you don't feel like you have the right to say something, but I should because it's upsetting me. So I should feel like I want to say that.
Yeah.
But you don't want to come across as fucking crazy. Yeah. Or like,
you can't unleash the crazy until a few months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Until your girlfriend, then you can unleash the crazy. But it's that weird like grey area of when do you feel... But then again, like if something is upsetting you, you should feel like...
You can say it.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're seeing someone, I feel like this is going to be like a big sister advice and tough love advice episode. But like if something is upsetting you in that stage of the we're only seeing each other stage, think of it if you were... If it was to lead on to you being a girlfriend and you said nothing back then, like
then that's the expectation they'll have that they're
She's my girlfriend, I can still do that. Do you know?
Yeah.
So I think if something is upsetting you,
yeah,
you're letting them know point blank from that time.
Yeah.
This is
not okay.
Yeah.
And also, do you want to be with someone who is who does that first of all? Also, like someone that you feel nervous to tell.
Yeah.
Because you know when you meet someone and you're pure comfortable with them, you can just it's nearly a blessing and a curse because you end up just unleashing the crazy early you're like I can just say that and I don't really care, like I don't want to be cool or act like I'm don't care or whatever. Like, that's a good thing. Like, but you don't really want to be someone you can't say something like that in front of.
Mm.
Or like say, look, I'm actually not cool with you. Like, our girls' pictures.
Yeah.
Or if that is your boundary, then that might just turn you off someone point blank.
Like, I remember saying to you, like, oh, I can't say it. Like,
yeah.
I remember literally saying to you, like, a specific thing he's doing has upset me, yeah. But like, I can't.
I know.
I feel like I can't say it. And you're looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing? Just
say it. Like,
yeah. So.
And if they react badly, then again, it's only going to lead you to your answer, because then you'll be like, right, see, like,
yeah, that's not what you want,
yeah,
in a relo.
Yeah. But yeah, is it cheating then? No, it's not really. If you're only seeing someone, you don't have that unity that couldn't be cheated on.
Because their bounce back is just going to be like, we're not together. Like,
yeah. It's a cop out, isn't it? Like,
isn't it?
Yeah.
We're only seeing each other. Like
you're seeing someone, like, testing the waters, like, seeing if they're all right to be with. Yeah.
Like, is it, right, I'm going to take you for a test drive and see, do I want to buy the car or not? Like, what? Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. So I'm still going to like all these girls' pictures and I'm still going to reply to all these, but it's just convenient that I can have you here for a sleepover, like, kind mm-hmm. of thing. Do you know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like,
it's like with social media, it's like you're seeing too many people. It's not natural. So it's like they always have this choice of like, oh, what if there's something else? And then they stay in that seeing stage to see. Because I think a lot of men don't like the idea of being alone.
Okay.
Like men who will stay in something they're not happy in and will wait and wait and wait.
To find something better.
Yeah, or something stay different. In it and just do what they want.
Yeah.
Like, that seems to be very common. That, like, they don't want to be alone. Maybe it's the thing about what we're saying earlier about their friendships and stuff going down. And they feel like, God, what if they don't have her? Because usually we don't see men as, like, being the more attached one in the relationship. But I feel like they definitely are.
They secretly are.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think so.
Clingy motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just, like, scared to be
alone.
Yeah. I think women are more independent.
Yeah.
Strong, independent ladies.
Look at us.
Are some people natural flirts?
Like, is that another cop out? Like, do you know what I mean?
Someone is. Not saying it's cop out, but do you think it's? I think it's a thing. I think some people just have that.
I think Leos are.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Really.
Something about a Leo.
It's just like,
I don't know. Like, it's just, you just have this thing in you. I don't know. It's not necessarily that you're a big horny bitch. Like,
yeah. 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 Yeah.
I think it's the way you carry yourself that some people might perceive it as a flirt. But I think it's just, I can see Leo's, having that kind of, I don't know. I'm just hyping us up here.
I know, Tell me more.
Yeah. But can someone say, like, oh, I'm just a natural flirt? How do you just naturally flirt? I haven't got a flirty bone in my body, I don't think. I don't know.
I don't know. It is definitely cover for some people. If you're like, you're preferring someone, they're like, that's just me. But like, some people are just like more, you know, men that you've met, and they're just a bit charming. They're like, things they say come across for you and they're not real. Yeah. Okay. Like, it mightn't necessarily even be, it's just the way they, I don't know. What even is flirting when you think about it?
Like, Google how to flirt.
Wink. What was that TikTok? Google. It's like, when you like a boy, look across the room. Wink.
Oh, yeah.
Close one eye. Tilt your head.
Best way to flirt with a guy.
Flirting 101. Hey? Maybe we should do a full episode.
Number one is to take his name.
Ah, here.
Shut up. Laugh at his jokes. Is there a man alive who doesn't want his lover to think he's the funniest person?
I remember when I was younger, like young, people used to always say that I was a flirt, but I just laugh at like everything. And like stupid shit, like in school, I'd be like literally crying.
Well, so it gives men an ego boost, you think, when they think they're funny?
Oh, 100%. Anyone thinking they're funny, I think, is like, I think it gives people a confidence. Like,
I think I'm fucking hilarious, not gonna lie.
But like,
and it does give you a bit of it.
Yeah, you'd be like,
job done. Yeah, okay, I get that. Playful touches.
Oh.
Like what?
Yeah.
Someone's asking me, like, ow. Like, or like, what's a playful touch? I don't know.
Handshake.
Compliment him.
See, I wouldn't class any of them as like flirt.
Would you not?
I don't know. I always thought, why am I thinking flirting as like a telling jokes or something?
To tease him.
Tease him? What? In what way?
Wave a spice bag in front of his face. Da da da.
You want it? You going in?
Draw attention to your body. I don't get these. And then number eight is to dance together.
Oh my god, I just know if I was single again and anyone was to ever dance with me, they'd say fuck off.
The first date I ever went on with Graham, the two of us were
dancing all night.
Like waltzing around.
No, but we were dancing. Like, yeah. He still says to me, like, what the fuck was wrong with us?
Oh.
Okay, we sidetracked from what thing is. But would it bother you to see your boyfriend flirting with someone?
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I'd be fuming.
Don't playful touch. Don't laugh at anyone's
don't
jokes.
Don't dance with anyone.
Don't wink.
Just don't interact.
Don't draw any attention to your body. Yeah.
Yeah. God, yeah.
Do you ever see anyone flirt with someone in front of you? Do you ever feel like you're crazy and you do and you're like, it's just me?
Probably.
Yeah.
Let's
like,
be real.
Like
probably.
Someone, no, but like someone else flirting with them.
No. Have you?
Yeah, I have.
Who? Well, not who, but like with Dana. We saw someone flirting with Dana.
Once, yeah. What I thought was, I don't know. I do think it was. But he even said it himself afterwards. But then.
What do you do?
Another time. I don't think I can tell on the podcast.
Ah, you can. Bad. Go on.
No, it's not even like it's bad, but I just don't want to be like lands with anyone. It was an ex anyway. Years and years ago. But I just remember it so clearly because I was like, am I actually fucking crazy? Tell me if I'm crazy. Right.
Okay.
So I think it was like a pre-drinks or something someone had been in. My ex was in this girl's house for pre-drinks and I wasn't there. I couldn't make it, whatever, to the whole night out. And then the next day, we were all like in a group together and he was like, oh, I was telling her mom that I'm her boyfriend. And they were like all laughing about me like, oh, that was so funny and all. But do you know what I mean?
Why is that funny?
I just think that's weird.
So he was telling the girl's house whose pre-drinks it was.
Yeah.
Her mom that he was her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Why would that even come into your head to do
I
that?
I just thought like...
Haha, good one.
I just was like... And then I felt like a dope because everyone was talking about in front of me. And I'm like, hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm
the girlfriend.
Here. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was weird. I just remember it so clearly. It's so weird that I still remember that. But
no, you're not crazy.
No, it's not, isn't it?
That's just a weird...
And also when now I'm like, I can probably rationalize it a little more. But when you're young, like... I see red.
But like, why would you even think to do that? Like,
and then tell me about it as well.
Yeah, as if like...
I could have lived out that information.
But like, wait, you hear this is so funny. Like,
yeah. Not real funny. Because again, it wouldn't have been known if I was there. Do you know?
Yeah.
He's honest.
Oh, I don't think I've... Unless I have and it's just gone...
Yeah.
Or I've intentionally blocked it out.
Blocked it out.
Kind of thing. But yeah. It's just people's boundaries, I think.
Yeah.
You need to set your own boundaries in your relationship and what you'll put up with.
Forgot to mention.
Oh.
We were out in the pub obviously on the weekend and I dropped Zoe, our friend Zoe and Dano off before and the other car went home to drop their car because they were drinking so they were going to walk up and I dropped me someone for a dress. So I went home for like 20 minutes and came back. But Zoe sent me a picture of Dano and was like, oh God, people are going to think we're on a date.
Oh,
and sent me it. Yeah, just to do it. I was like, that's gas. And then I got a picture 3 hours later sent to me on Instagram of a fake account of Dano leaning on the bar in them 20 minutes that I wasn't there, 20 minutes, being like, what was Dano up to tonight, lol?
Getting a drink, no?
Like, I was wow. Like, I was, or where was Dano tonight? It said, lol.
As if you didn't know.
Yeah. And I said,
I dropped him off.
I literally goes with me. I literally was there 20 minutes later.
Oh, yeah.
I was with me, lol. And she was like, oh, I was just looking out for you. But I don't know. Like, part of me, it's like, that's nice that someone is looking out for you in that way. But I don't know. I think it's just the picture freaked me out a little bit. It felt like something out of like, because we were all trying to figure out the whole where the picture was
taken from.
And it was a fake account. And I also think that person who sent it to me wasn't actually in the pub. I think it was sent into a group chat.
Oh.
Because it was like 4 hours after.
Yeah. You'd send it straight away.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless she was still sitting there until then. But.
Was she trying to insinuate that he was doing something that you shouldn't be doing?
Well, yeah, trying it in case. Yeah. But I just wouldn't have sent the pic. I think if you want to take a picture for proof, whatever that you wanted, which you said, she's like, I want a picture for proof. Like, that's different. But like, to send it straight away and then say where it sounds like lol. I think the lol actually as well. Because when I say lol, I kind of mean it in a sarcastic way. Lol. So I assume everyone else does as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I just think that's a weird invasion of privacy.
Do you think it's weird too?
Take a picture of someone.
Yeah. And then send, yeah. I just felt a bit, I wanted to leave then.
Yeah, it's just like, oh.
And I was literally there and I'm like, oh, I get people mean things in a nice way. I don't want to come across that I'm giving out about.
But like, that. If I get it.
But I'm sorry, if Dana was up to no good, he wouldn't be doing that at 6 p.m. on a Saturday night.
In the local.
In the local.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and if he was in the pub on his own or like, why think that you don't know about it? Do you know what I mean? Or
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I just don't know. And the being on a fake account as well. And also, if someone had just went into my story, they would have seen...
He was there.
Him and Zoe in my story too. I don't know. Do you think that's weird though?
A little bit, yeah.
I just personally wouldn't do it. So yeah. I can't. But I also understand if we want to do it in a nice way.
You get it from both sides.
You get it from both sides. But I just think there's something weird about seeing, and it wasn't me in the picture, but like, there's something weird about being in a pub and then knowing that someone's been taking pictures of your
pub. Knowing that someone's been stood there. Like,
yeah. Something a bit like, oof. I don't know. Yeah, I kind of felt like Pretty Little Liars when A keeps getting pictures.
I never watched that.
That's really good.
I feel like I would have gotten highly confused from it and zoned out after 5 minutes.
It is a bit confusing. Yeah, keeps going and you're like, what? Like, no. What's going on now?
No.
But yeah.
So I'm going to ask you some scenarios.
Okay.
You're going to tell me if you consider these cheating.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to say yes.
Yep.
To all of them. Commenting on and liking a person's picture. Imagine just seeing Jono's
name. If it's a friend, it's different. If it's a stranger, yes.
Okay. Stalking a crush online, right?
Oh, no, sorry. But I wouldn't call that cheating, though. At the same time.
No?
But I'd be mad.
Okay.
I'd be pissed. I'd be fuming.
Tamping.
But I wouldn't say you cheating on me.
Okay. Stalking your crush online. And this could be like a celebrity crush.
Oh.
I just think that's a bit weird.
When I first read that, I thought it was ex. Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
No?
No.
Like if you're just constantly checking their social media and stuff and like seeing what they're up to all the time. You know?
What about going on a page once of Zac Efron?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, we can rule that one out.
Thank God. Okay. I wouldn't break up over it though.
Okay. Giving your number to a stranger.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
In a sense of like a
flirty way.
Like not a business opportunity.
Okay. Or like a plumber or like, you know, like looking for something.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, plumber.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, following inappropriate accounts on social media. Horny accounts.
I wouldn't call it cheating again, but it could be from years ago and stuff, but if you told them that
you don't like it
and they still done it, then I think that seems like a small thing to people, but like if someone is disrespecting a boundary you have and they know that'll make you happy and all they have to do is unfollow a horny account and they won't do it, then why would they do anything else for your happiness?
Yeah, true.
If they're not going to do the bare fucking minimum.
A small thing like
that. And maybe if people make it feel like a big deal, if a man makes it feel like it's a big deal to not like people's pictures, leave.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't think that, like, if that's a tiny thing.
Yeah, just don't do this.
Just don't do it. And have you ever heard people's excuses when you say something like, oh, I didn't mean to, or this is that, like, no.
They make you feel crazy. Oh, that's not a big deal. There's nothing worse than scrolling and seeing the fella you're with, or the fella you're seeing his name under some girl's picture.
Even worse, you think it's fine, then you see their picture. You see,
yeah, and you're just like, you just get a pain in your stomach. Like,
you get a knot.
Yeah.
And you can't eat your dinner.
And it's the smallest thing ever. Like, and I remember, I think we talked about it before, like, look at the picture, admire the girl, grand, yeah. But why publicly make it known that you went on and liked it?
J-Lo's not going to text you.
Like, do you know what I mean? But like,
he is not.
Not only is it embarrassing for you as the partner, the girlfriend, or the one you're seeing, not only is it embarrassing for you, think of other people looking at your relationship and saying, oh, well, he's in bleeding everyone's likes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And there's people like that.
Oh, there is.
We know. And you're like, oh, yeah, you're just like,
yeah. I just don't get it. We've mentioned before as well, like, we think that like likes on Instagram mean two different things for a girl and a boy.
Yeah, they do. Because I think some people do it as like with an intention of like, hopefully J-Lo texts.
Yeah.
Or hopefully whatever text. Like,
there's an intent behind a boy, whereas a girl is just like,
yeah. Because we don't really follow like naked men accounts. Whereas men usually always follow some naked girl account.
Yeah.
Or like, which slay like for the girl. But
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The men who are in relationships, I think
it's just,
for me, it would be a boundary that we crossed.
It's just such a minute thing. Yeah. And like you said, if he makes it a big deal,
then
if that's what you're putting up with now, think of it down the line.
Yeah. Just such a small, like,
seriously.
Why, I always like think, why would he not do something that's going to make you happy?
Like something that he should be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like,
yeah.
If it's something new, if it's a new relationship or something, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that was.
Doesn't
like, also
money.
Common sense. No, if I see you liking other girls' pictures, I'm going to think you fancy the pants off the girl.
I'm not going to be happy.
I'm the only girl you should fancy. Only girl in the world, Rihanna. Okay?
No one else exists.
Yeah, literally.
I always say to them, I'm like, right, mom, who like do fancy? Like, you think it's a, no one.
Oh.
I'm like, no, it's fine.
Yeah, Jano Hall pass. I won't come on, like, tell us.
Won't say anyone.
I love him so much.
He used to love Cheryl Cole when he was younger.
My heart.
I was like,
Oh, fuck you, Carol. Yeah. Oh, you're still cute. I can't.
She's stunning. Okay.
Maintaining contact with your ex. It's not cheating. It's just weird.
Well, what if you're like friendly? I'm not with anyone. Just to make that clear. Well, like, no, I wouldn't be on bad terms with anyone, but I wouldn't be texting them.
No, yeah, I'd never. No.
Hey, how are you? There's not really a reason to be, unless is we're like ended on super good terms.
Yeah.
Well, also.
There's just no need.
Then when there's a new relationship, like, it does put someone in a uncomfortable position.
Yeah.
Unless they're really comfortable with it, that's completely fine. And I know that people listening will have that situation, but for a lot of people, I think I can speak for them, that say they wouldn't be as fine with that. Mm.
Yeah, I don't get it. No.
Yeah.
It's a no for me.
It's no for me. Oh, telling someone you're single when you aren't.
Well, that's just being a big fat liar. That's
micro-cheating.
100%. Like, every action has a reaction. Is that what I'm looking for?
Yeah.
So you're telling someone you're single, the reaction that you're looking for is...
kiss.
Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? There's an intent. Is that the word to telling someone that you're single?
Yeah.
Because you're either looking for something or like...
Imagine the fight that would happen if your a boyfriend knew that you told someone you're single. Like, so you wouldn't do it in front of him. Don't do it.
Yeah.
That one. Creating a dating profile. Yes.
Yeah, like...
that's intent to find another lover.
Absolutely.
Why that song come in my head? Be my lover. Da, 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 da,
da. I think it's all micro-treating.
Yeah. But we're going to move on from to Secrets in the Stalls, where we get to give you a bit of advice, answer your dilemmas and help with any life problems you have. These are all sent into our email address, which is homeidrink@goloudnow.com. And this is... it is, my friends want to go into town for Halloween bank holiday, but they also want us to go as a group costume. This reminds me of Angus.
My face automatically went like this when you said holiday bank, Halloween bank holiday in town.
Hi.
I was
like, it was busy.
Hell.
Busy. I think I'm going to be a vampire.
You are? You're not going to tell me.
Oh no, not for...
Sorry. What happened there? You all right? Jesus. Oh,
no,
wow.
No, not for the podcast.
Oh, okay, okay.
Just for like whatever night out we're going.
Are you celebrating Halloween?
Yeah.
Girl.
Celebrate good time. Okay.
Mm-mm.
The outfits I picked are very revealing with short shirts and small tops. And it just isn't something that I'd feel comfortable wearing, regardless if it was a Halloween costume or not. What would you do in this situation? Because I really want to go on the night out because we haven't had one in so long. I feel like I would look like a sore thumb in the group photos if I wear something different. But I also don't want them to think I'm a spoilsport for not wanting to do the group costume. Please help. I feel like you want to wear the costume.
Yeah.
So I wonder, could you like edit it? Like, instead of, I wonder, see something you can't change, but like.
I'm trying to think what's a group one. Like, say if they're all like.
I would think of like Mario Kart. I don't know why.
I'm thinking of ABBA.
Okay, yeah. Like, could you get a modification of either the top or the skirt and make it?
Yeah, can you just like change yours a little bit so you're still in the theme of what they're doing?
Then something harder is like, say like they're all police women, for example, and they all have costumes they're buying.
Could you alter it a bit? Yeah, like if it's really low cut, could you put a few like
things up
in it? Yeah, if they're going with their legs out, could you wear tights?
Like, yeah,
just little things that you're still, if you want to, obviously, of course, like if you're completely not comfortable with it, you'd be like, girls, I'm not fucking wearing that.
Yeah,
you
don't might feel like a spoiled
sport. No, like.
No. And if they're your true friends, they'll understand.
Yeah,
that well.
They wouldn't expect, if it's not something they've ever seen you dress in, or if they know you're not that kind of provocative dresser, they should know that Sally isn't going to wear this. Like, we don't know. Her name isn't Sally. I'm just saying that. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not going to wear this. So,
we don't.
They shouldn't expect you to.
Yeah, 100%. I think, like I said, altering.
Yeah.
Even getting, like, maybe getting a bigger size, but then getting altered smaller so then it fits longer. Better.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, say, if something that is bigger size is going to be naturally longer. But then if you get it altered to your size, it's still going to have that bit of length on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, if it's maybe a longer skirt then or longer shorts. And maybe even if it's like a, I think like a crop top, could you wear like a top underneath or wear something over it?
Mm.
Like a little shirt or like a jacket or some kind of way to still be in the costume, but not exactly
what they're all doing.
Wear your own trousers or something. Like, you're still joining in.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to stick out as a sore
like
thumb.
To, yeah.
I think if you were to stick out as a sore thumb, it'd be you either not in the photos at all or in something completely different. Like, if you still do want to dress up with them, just kind of change it to something that you're comfortable with. There's nothing worse than being out and being uncomfortable.
No.
And feeling like everybody's staring at you. When they're not.
Yeah.
But once you have that in your head.
Yeah.
And feeling uncomfortable and all. No.
Yeah. And even getting, if the skirt, say if you get it altered, but it's still a bit short, like having shorts underneath.
Yeah.
Or something that you feel like even if the wind was blow or you're walking, like you wouldn't still see stuff because sometimes them skirts are teeny tiny. But let us know what you do. Even if it sends a picture of what it is and we can give some advice maybe as well.
Did we go for Halloween last year?
I feel like we did and I was trying to think the other day. Were we in Vegas for Halloween? No.
No,
sorry. It was not even.
I don't know what we did.
I dressed up as Victoria's Secret, but I didn't go anywhere. It was just in my apartment. Like, I didn't do that.
Did
you?
Yeah. No, didn't do that. And last time I was out was with red hair.
Yeah, it was just out there.
We're getting
boring. Boring.
Boring. Yeah. But I think little modifications, whether it's tights underneath, getting altered, getting the beard size, making it smaller so it's a bit longer. Little crop top underneath the top if it's low cut.
Yeah.
Stitched clothes.
Things that make you feel comfortable. And like Shara said, if they are your real friends,
they'll get it.
Nobody should be like, wear less clothes. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean?
That's what you're comfortable
with. Yeah.
Don't like make yourself uncomfortable to make other people comfortable.
Yeah.
Or also do your own thing as well and they'll understand.
Yeah.
Like we said, you can send that the dilemmas that you have into homeydrink@goloudnow.com. That's our email address. We have Phone a Friend next. This is where we get to give you some advice from listeners. It's called Phone a Friend. We put a dilemma up on Instagram stories and ask our followers to offer their advice. So this is the dilemma.
I love this.
Yes, hey, the advice sounds so good.
I turned 21 on Thursday and my dad's mother has organised a dinner for distant relatives over from America. They're over here for almost 4 weeks. My birthday falls around the middle. I never liked my dad's side as they are disrespectful to me and my mom and toxic to other family members. When she was told that day was my birthday and me and my mom wouldn't be going, there was no talk of moving it or doing a joint celebration. I was told to get over myself. It's one day. This is my last straw. I've one birthday a year and she could have done it on another day. I need advice on how to leave the toxicity. My mom sees it, but my dad doesn't. This isn't me being petty. There are a lot of other issues before this and I let it go, but I'm not anymore. And here is what you guys said to do.
Someone said, you only get one 21st. You're an adult. Enjoy your birthday.
So true. The fact that you say my dad's mother and not nanny says enough. Oh, she doesn't matter.
Yeah.
My dad's mother.
So. I had to think about who my dad's mother is. Yeah, yeah. Don't think about it. The right people will go to your celebrations and not hers.
True. Remove yourself from their lives completely. Let your dad keep contact if he wants.
I had a similar situation and my dad never saw it. I walked away and he didn't like it. And yours might be the same, but you're his daughter and he'll always love you. My dad recently saw their toxicity, apologised and gave his family a piece of his mind.
Aww, maybe it just takes something like that for you to walk away for someone else in the family to realise.
To then realise how much it affects
the people. Especially the fact that his mom as well, sometimes you'd like overlook things as your mom.
He's probably used to it growing up. Whereas if he sees affecting his offspring? His children.
His children.
Offspring, like then it might sink in like, oh shit, that's actually not normal.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they won't change. As hard as it is, accepting them as they are will help them not to hurt you anymore.
Shut out the toxic people in your life, even if blood. Dad will come around and respect your decision.
Plan a big 21st and invite all your American family so they don't have to go to her dinner. Play her at her own game.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love that one.
Love that.
Family or not, you can't keep people in your life that make you feel like that. Good luck.
Walk away. You have to protect your own mental health and happiness. I had a similar issue, so at 15, I decided to walk away. My mom fully supported me and 17 years later, I know it was the right decision. I'm sure your mum will be able to explain to your dad and he'll see it eventually.
You'll have to show them that you won't stand for it. Don't go and see if they move it. If they care about you, they will. If not, let them off. You'll be much happier in the long run.
Do your own thing. Your dad is old enough so he should get over it himself.
Be civil if you see them out, but take them from your life. You don't need that negativity. So true.
So true.
I've never had to cut out family before and stuff, but from what I've seen from other people that I know or like things like this, people always just say like, just because it's family doesn't mean you have to put up with it.
No, yeah.
Like family is family, obviously it's blood, but like it doesn't mean they can get away with more than
doesn't mean that they can treat it away. Yeah. That you wouldn't put up with if it was just your friend.
Yeah, like. Exactly. I was in a similar situation. My dad sat down and explained how it was making me feel and that it needed to be sorted and that it wasn't fair.
Her dad should grow a pair and say it's moving to another day.
Walk away, hold your head high and don't stoop to their level. Enjoy your day.
Aww.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I think
it's your birthday.
You'll be sitting there and it's your 21st is so big and so important.
Yeah, that's
and
a big B-day.
You don't want to sit there with people you don't want to be with. Like, I think there gets time in your life when you're like, why am I pleasing people that I don't even care about their opinions of? You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is what you should do. Send your dilemmas to homeydrink@goloudnow.com. If you want to feature for phone a friend specifically, put that in the subject line of the email because their advice is better than ours.
Yes.
Peak and bleak of the week. We pick one high, which is our peak, and one low, which is a bleak, which has happened in the last week. And it's only right that we get the negative out of the way before sharing the positive.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is just that I spilled stuff on myself.
Soiled herself yet again. Professional soiler.
That's all. Because I love this jumper. That's and I swear cute. To God, if it doesn't come out, I'll go mad.
Yeah, it will. Vanish, God. I'm telling you.
I linked it on my LTK, by the way.
It's very nice.
Anyone watching? I'm trying to get a good on my LTK and just link my stuff as I wear them. Even like everyday stuff. There's no outfits that you just would never put up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't post pictures and most stuff, but like, obviously, I did put it up anyway. Just put it up on my LTK and be like,
buy it.
But sometimes it's hard to find everyday outfits because everyone just posts their like,
their lent dressy fit. Ones. Yeah. Yeah. My bleak sounds so sick a week later.
Yeah.
Smothering.
Really lingering. Is it better though? A little bit.
I can feel a cough coming on.
Oh.
Yeah. Sick guard.
Like me that time. It kind of came after.
Got Sudafed the other day and it dried me up.
Did you get antibiotics?
No. It's a cold. Like,
do you reckon? Yeah. Viral, yeah.
They'd be like, there's nothing we can give you.
Mm.
Yeah, still sick. Not good.
Is it all up in your face still? Or
yeah. Yeah. And I'm just leaking out of every crevice of my body. Or else I can't breathe. Or else.
It's the weather as well. Changing.
I'm just really rotting in the sickness.
Yeah. Will you look? Beautiful.
Thanks, love you.
I'm just rotting it. Like, my peak is that I'm ovulating and I'm in a great, fantastic mood. I only feel good 2 weeks later, so guys. Relish it all. Honestly,
take it in while you can, guys.
I honestly think I have that thing, PMDD, where you have like...
What is that?
Depression for 2 weeks of the month.
Is it?
Well, no, it's not.
Vicky
it's like,
from Geordie Shore has it.
Yeah, it's because I only noticed it. There was 1 month and I was like, what the fuck? And it like the way the cycle fit, matched what that would be, but I don't know how you can get diagnosed around, so I can't diagnose myself. But I only really feel good 2 weeks in a month.
That's know when you're ovulating.
I know. Yeah, I have to track it because I'm like, or I don't even. I look at
do it. All the girls you know do that?
Yeah.
Why don't I
track your cycle? Because you're on the pill.
I don't know.
You really need to.
I'm.
You don't really have a. I don't think you.
I don't have one pill. I just randomly start bleeding throughout the month. I could be in the middle of taking my pill and I just randomly start bleeding. Like, oh, yeah.
I think you can't. I don't think you have the same stage as the cycle because.
It's I'm stopping.
I know
it, like,
could be wrong. We need to get someone with women's health on here.
I'm clueless.
Yeah, because I'd love to know loads of questions. So diagnose me with whatever you think there. No, I don't even think it could be that, but my hormones are very hormonic sometimes.
Yeah.
It's mad. It's like when I was younger, I remember thinking like I heard about periods making your mood change. Like, how can it make things like a mood change? Like,
oh,
just
does.
Snap out things like it really does.
Yeah, big time.
Things just affect you more.
Mm.
Like someone could say boo to you.
Yeah.
Like, it's mad
how much it does to you.
Yeah.
Peak. We announced our live show.
Woo-hoo.
I'm actually buzzing for these.
You're saying
it's been so long.
It's been too long.
Like,
and I feel like it's a nice little amount to get us started.
Yeah.
Dub and Limerick.
Woohoo.
Thanks so much for watching, guys. If you want to listen, if you want to watch us as well on YouTube, you can every Thursday at 12. The full video is out. Bonus episodes out on Mondays at 12. So a new one is out from last week, so you can listen to them all if you want from all the way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast. And we'll see you on Monday.
See you on Monday.
Bye.
I love you.
Bye. I said the wrong word.
I said that.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.